Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from NAR Survey. We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing Miami-Dade County, and we would like to hear your responses. I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. And your responses
okay.
will re- Thank you. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. And just to be sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64, or are you 65?
30 to 54.
Thank you. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home?
Yes.
For whom you are
one.
The primary caregiver?
Yes.
And now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. And for each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. And if you have never heard of them, just let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust.
No.
United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
No opinion. Nothing negative.
Okay, but would you say maybe somewhat favorable or somewhat
yeah,
unfavorable?
Yeah. That's what I mean by nothing negative. Nothing amazing because I'm not educated.
Yeah,
but
not very favorable. Not very favorable, but somewhat. Is that okay?
Favorable enough.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Children's Trust?
The Children's Cross?
Trust with T. Trust.
No.
No?
No.
And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family, yes or no?
For my family, no.
For children and your family, no?
Well, for services, yes. But if you mean financial services, no.
Okay. And if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Call the 211 helpline, use an app on your smartphone, ask my child's teachers or childcare, search the internet using something like Google, visit a specific website, ask
Google.
My child's doctor.
Google.
Or,
just Google.
Or ask a
Always
friend or
Google.
Family friend.
No,
Google.
Just Google.
Okay. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, will you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Neutral.
Okay. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
I don't know anything about the Children's Trust.
Okay. Just let me write this very fast.
Hello?
And now, thank you for your time, sir. We're almost done. Thank you. Next, I would like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. Is that very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Give me 10 seconds. The Children's Trust.
Okay, thank you.
Let's
no problem.
See, 20 years nurturing green fruit after schools, home, about us. Children's Trust is a source of revenue derived from property taxes, establishing voters' revenue, expanding limits and control of community, plan, advocate, fund, strategic investments that improve the lives of children's family in Miami-Dade. We envision a good community that works together. Children's Trust looks amazing. You're helping our future with tax money. Great.
So knowing this, will you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Depends on how generic this survey really is. Who runs it? The government? Or is it that the government pays for it and it's independently run?
We don't tell us.
Okay, gotcha. That's all I needed to know. Favorable.
Okay, thank you. And very favorable or just somewhat? Sorry.
Very.
And why? In a few words.
Because they are nurturing our future.
Okay.
With the people that pay property taxes, which is our present. The current people are nurturing and growing the future people. That's what it should be.
Okay. Thank you. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County, yes or no?
No.
And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust or no?
No.
And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online, newspaper, radio, television, social media, or other?
Television.
And can you please specify?
TV, television.
Television.
Local news.
Thank you. Local news, okay. And when watching television, which of the following do you most often? Watch live television, watch programs you have record early to watch at your convenience, or watch
live.
Streaming TV like Hulu, Netflix?
No, live. Live local.
Live television. And we're almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. And which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, or other?
Other.
And which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African-American, Asian, or multiracial?
White.
And what is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, or separate, married, or living with a partner?
Single.
And do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. Is less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or between $100,000 and $150,000, or more than $150,000?
More than $150,000.
And can you please tell us what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the zip code of your home address? Just to make sure.
33143.
Thank you. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast
Miami-Dade,
Northwest, or South Miami?
South Miami.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.